Good Friday. Today is November the 21st, and you're listening to My Farm Wheels. We are a week before the Thanksgiving holiday. A lot of folks start thinking about Christmas trees. We're going to talk about a special operation that went on in Ohio recently just for Christmas trees for the troops and a Capitol Christmas tree. All that and more after this message for our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines for a Friday morning, as we look out in the backyard and garden, the Ohio Department of Agriculture is sending holiday cheer to our military members stationed overseas through Operation Evergreen, which is now in its 30th year. The Ohio Department of Agriculture partners each year with the Ohio Christmas Tree Association to package dozens of Ohio-grown Christmas trees, along with homemade holiday decorations and cards, and this year approximately 50 trees will be sent to military personnel serving in Kuwait.
We look at Ohio agriculture and it's so very diverse. We know food and agriculture here in the great state of Ohio, $124 billion industry. It's so important to our economy, and it's something that we showcase each and every day of telling the Ohio agricultural story. And today we're focusing on the Ohio Christmas Tree Association and those farmers and producers that are growing Christmas trees all across the great state of Ohio.
Those were the comments of Ohio Department of Agriculture Director Brian Baldridge. Director Baldridge went on to say, sending a piece of home overseas lets our servicemen and women know they're in our thoughts. Our farmers grow the best trees, and it's a privilege to contribute to this special event each year. We hope these Christmas trees and wishes of appreciation bring joy and cheer this holiday season. Now, tree growers from across the Buckeye State donated their products to Operation Evergreen. The annual event is held on Ohio Department of Agriculture's Reynoldsburg campus. Trees are inspected for pest and disease by ODA's plant health inspectors and then wrapped and packaged with help from local volunteers and students. The trees will be issued a phytosanitary certificate for international shipment from inspectors, and decorations are handmade and donated by local schools, churches, and veterans groups. The Ohio Christmas Tree Association is composed of Christmas tree growers from across the state committed to promoting the industry and giving back to the community through programs like Operation Evergreen. The Ohio Christmas Tree Association has delivered Christmas trees to Ohio troops stationed overseas since 1995. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, from Christmas trees in Ohio going overseas to a Christmas tree headed to Washington, D.C., this is the final week of the journey for this year's U.S. Capitol Christmas tree to the Capitol grounds and its preparation for lighting this holiday season. USDA's Rod Bain and Christine Buckley of the U.S. Forest Service have these remarks.
A weekend trip through Kentucky at two scheduled stops before this year's U.S. Capitol Christmas tree makes its final trek to the nation's capital, with arrival at Andrews Air Force Base and the U.S. Capitol grounds expected on November 20th. Christine Buckley of the U.S. Forest Service in Nevada, home state of this year's tree, says the cross-country journey has included experiences for education of the tree, of Nevada's forest, and the Forest Service itself.
Anytime opportunity we have to get out and talk to people about what we do and about what an amazing organization this is, we couldn't be happier, we couldn't be prouder.
The lighting ceremony for the 53-foot red fir nicknamed Silver Bell is scheduled for December 3rd on the west lawn of the Capitol. More details about this year's tree can be found online at www.capitalchristmastree.com. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.